Deplorable Nation, the podcast of the people, by the people, for the people. For your rights, we fight. You decide. Facts. Is it really conspiracy? It's all up to you, patriots. Never give up.
What's up, all you beautiful, sexy, gorgeous patriots out there? Thank you so much for your support. This is episode number 8 of Deplorable Nation. And I'm just going to say, follow the No Mercy Pod crew and Tommy G if you want a good bookie. But they poked Mama Bear, and I'm not a pansy rookie. They tried to ban me and remove me. What do you want? A fucking cookie. And by the way, Big Mike is a really hairy, nasty wookie. Anyway, how the hell is everybody doing today? Mr. Matt, how the hell are you?
I have to say I'm quite lovely because you're deplorable, Janet, and you live in a deplorable world. They call you deplorable, Janet. Because you're a deplorable fucking girl.
That was beautiful. Thank you for that serenade. I feel special.
And I'll probably be banned in 20 seconds, but anyway, go ahead.
I know, right? Other copyright infringement because you don't own your own music, you asshole. Okay, so today we have a very special guest, one of my dearly, dearly best friends in the whole entire world. Her name is Miss Sheila. You can follow her on Twitter and everywhere else. Miss Sheila, how the hell are you doing today?
Hi, guys. I feel like we're like jailbreaking some stuff or something. Janet gets out of jail.
I know. We are.
Stuff's going to get... We got some shit to talk about today.
Janet's in deep doo-doo again.
You know, Janet, you were a good person in school, though. I don't understand where you went wrong.
I know, right? And now I'm like the number one troublemaker on the internet? Are you kidding me? I mean, right. Seriously, I mean, the ban is good for me because I picked up 5,000 followers, but right after the Periscope that I did last night, I was removed from 3 different websites for our podcast. We were removed from Spotify, Apple, and also from Anchor, who is my hosting site. So all morning, thank God Greg was home from work today. He got me set up to host on a new site that will send out my podcast. I'm just going to say, you want me to be quiet, but it is not going to work. And there is no blackmail that you could hold over my head that I wouldn't spill in 2 fucking seconds, because it doesn't matter. My life is an open book. So you can target me all you want, but motherfucker, you better come with a goddamn army, because you are not going to shut my mouth. Just saying.
Not up in here.
I like that, Janet.
Not up in here.
Hello. Hello.
Mm-mm. And I love Sheila because Sheila is very vocal like I am.
Yeah.
Sheila, how did you first, or what turned you on to actually being vocal and researching stuff yourself?
What really got me started down, I've always questioned everything. Always. That's just my natural curiosity. I've never taking things at their face value, because I got bamboozled a few times when I was younger. Then I was like, wait, hold up. So Santa Claus isn't real? Easter Bunny's not real? What about the Tooth Fairy? You know what I mean? Like, you get at that age, you're just like, hold up. So this is all fake? What's going on with this? So I've always had that curiosity.
You're ruining my day right now.
I know. This is the worst.
Of course they're real. Of course they're real.
No.
Damn you to hell, Sheila. Damn you.
I know. I'm not even kidding. Like,
it's Christmas. Thanks.
I'm signing off right now.
Are your feelings hurt?
I need bubble wrap.
Do Do you need a tissue? I will send you a box of tissue.
I need bubble wrap and coloring books and a corner of my own.
Well, good thing you have your helmet on. Bottle.
I do have my helmet on. The short bus drove away, so I'm stuck for the day.
Fuck, I hate it when that happens. Jesus Christ.
Oh my God.
It's gonna be a long walk.
Oh my God.
Oh God.
We're not gonna get anything done. What the hell are we talking about? Podcast. We're laughing so hard we're not gonna get anything done.
I'm gonna get sued by every disabled group in America. Oh my God.
Just let me put a disclaimer on that. We are not making fun of disabled people. So if you're going to flag me for hate speech again, mother of Jesus, it is not hate speech. It's a fucking joke.
Yes.
Just want to say.
I'm tired of putting my wallet in my mouth. That's all I'm going to say.
Well, at least you're not putting other things in your mouth, so I guess that's a bonus.
Kamala Harris.
No! Your name is not Lily. Please stop. I do not and have not ever called you Willie.
Oh, Willie.
Oh, Lord, man. Help. God, it's hot over here.
Silly Willie, Jiminy Christmas.
All right, so back to the whatever we were talking about before.
What got me going down, going really hardcore down this whole the research world, I should say.
You said hardcore down.
That's what she said.
She did. She said hardcore down. Was it as good for you as it was for us?
Oh my God.
I'm just going to preface this by saying, people, this shit happened to me last night, and I woke up this morning in such a crappy mood, and I have literally enjoyed a lot of beer this morning because holy moly. Anyway, I like to drink beer. Anyway, you're going to have to bear with us. We may be a little silly today, but for me, it's a good thing because I got two really good friends on here and it's a really good release. So just going to say.
Sheila, go ahead. Tell us how deep your hole goes again. Go ahead.
Oh my God. Grandkids like throwing a hot dog down a hallway, Matt. Oh,
man. Woo! Oh, for all of you people that are hating out there, you're going to have to fucking get over it because it's life.
Well, I'm not this having hot dogs for lunch now.
This is real life conversations of three really good friends. So there you go. So, Sheila, please
tell us about
the floor and tell us some important stuff because I am not adulting today.
I had to adult this morning. Thank you. So I'm half adult right now, so that's okay. But so what really got my attention in the for real world type, what's really going on stuff, I was never into politics until last summer, like at all. When I heard that Trump is running for president and it was Hillary Clinton, and I was like, so should I just light the country on fire now or should I wait a couple years or how should I handle this?
Right.
Like, I just figured it was going to be, like, game over. We have the devil or we have Trump, which I didn't really know much about Trump then. So fast forward to last summer, and I listened to the audiobook. I listen to audiobooks all day long and podcasts while I'm working. So I've consumed a lot of knowledge over the last 4 years of listening stuff. And I listened to Catch and Kill, the story, Ronan Farrow's book, about Harvey Weinstein, about how he was trying to write the book. And I didn't realize, I was naive to the fact that the big media companies really did that. Because to me, up until that point, like, I kind of thought that it happened, but I never there wasn't any some really solid proof that it was happening, if you know what I mean. Like, it was kind of talked about, but like, there wasn't really any solid evidence out there. So I was like, well, it happens, but I didn't realize to that large of a scale that it happened. And then, I'm not even kidding, probably a month later, Epstein got murked. And that's when I was like, what? Like, as soon as he went to jail, me and my brother-in-law had an over-under on how long it would be before he got killed. Because we're like, he's not going to last. Like, this, he's just, there's no way that he's going to live. And then he really did get killed. And we were like, oh my God. Like, can they be any more obvious about this? This is bananas. Like, it was so insane. So then, of course, that set me down a whole other rabbit hole. Because that's a rabbit hole in itself, the Epstein thing. And I found Whitney Webb. And Whitney Webb goes deeper than anybody that I have found yet for independent journalist as an investigative reporter down Epstein. Her and Sean Atwood both go pretty hard in the paint when it comes to the Epstein stuff. Like, they go back to like pretty much when he was in diapers, I feel like. You know what I mean? Right. And then when the impeachment thing started, that blew my mind, because it was so blatantly obvious between that and the Russian collusion. And then I listened to Horowitz's entire testimony that he gave about the FISA applications. And I'm like, wait, people actually believe that this Russia collusion really happened? I mean, there's zero.
Some of them still do.
Oh, I know. I've been told by multiple people in real life that Trump is a Russian agent. I'm like, yeah. So turns out that's literally 1,000% not true at all. It was a complete made up fairy tale. 100%. Right. And I mean, people still, and because of the media. Go ahead.
I was going to say, and you know, the fantastic thing is, all of this stuff is coming to light now. There's charges. They just charged Kleinsmith for altering and falsifying stuff, not only 302s, but things to the FISA court. So when all of this stuff is said and done, all of the information collected in the, quote, Russiagate investigation, mm-hmm. and all of the narratives pushed by the media, it nullifies everything. It nullifies all the charges that they made. Yep. It nullifies everything because it was based on falsified information. So just throwing out there for our listeners, pay close attention to the shit that's going to be coming down the mountain, because it is not going to be pretty for the people who plotted this coup in the first place.
And another thing that people aren't realizing is, so Carter Page, who was the main person that they were looking at, right? So the CIA told the FBI, yo, like, he's one of ours. So whatever he's doing, we're privy to. So just leave that alone. So the FBI, that's what Kleinsmith's main thing is he put in the application to the FISA courts, deleted out of the email that the CIA knew about Carter Page being involved with the FBI. Like, people aren't, or with the CIA, I'm sorry. People aren't real, or like, people aren't connecting the dots in that. Like, Carter Page was 100% clear from day one, and the FBI knew from day one that he was good to go. And there's people for some reason are struggling with that aspect. That's what Kleinsmith, an FBI agent, an FBI lawyer, pled guilty to. That's a big deal.
Right.
In mainstream media.
And I just want to say,
big deal. Yeah.
You know, I know he's making deals and stuff right now, trying to save his ass. But I'm just going to say, as an outside observer that may have an education, if they don't remove permanently his ability to practice law and also ban him from any further positions in government agencies, etc., I will totally poop my pants, because that is absolutely something that is necessary. Like, if I did that kind of shit as a nurse and I falsified any kind of information, I would never be able to practice again. So here's the thing. A lot of these criminals end up becoming, and I hate to say this, and it's on both sides, but mostly so, unfortunately, in the Democratic Party. He will become the head of a committee, a House member, a congressman, you know, state legislature, something. There needs to be something put in place where that is never allowed to happen. And I'm sorry, but you fucked up, dude. And you knew you fucked up, and you willingly fucked up.
Yep.
They should absolutely make it so it's impossible for him to ever, ever be a part of any government entity ever going forward, or lobby organization.
From what I read.
So, Matt, what do you think, Matt?
I think that people should be hung for treason or shot. Seriously, firing squad. Fuck putting people in jail. Dude, out here, you put people in jail here, it's $75,000 a year that taxpayers per person that we have to pay.
Right.
Fuck this. Mm-hmm. Bullets are cheaper. You find out, shoot them in the head. Put it on closed circuit TV if you want to watch it. Call it the Death Channel. Death and Just. No, really. And, dude, I'm telling you. I mean, maybe I'm saying this because I come from terror. You know what I mean?
I agree. And I think when they did away with punishment that fit the crimes.
Right, right.
I think society suffered as a whole.
Yeah,
and just like the whole family thing where you can't spank your kids and you can't reprimand your kids and whatever, because you can go to jail if you do something like that. No, bitch. If you sold out the United States, you sold classified information, like there was a CIA agent that was just charged for selling, of course, classified information to where? Everyone China. Say it with me. It starts with a C.
China!
Nah!
CCP!
So for all of you ban-happy motherfuckers out there, yes, I said China.
China.
So suck on my labia.
Suck on your China.
I don't care. Exactly. Suck the China out of my bunghole.
Yeah.
I do not care. So anyway, Miss Sheila, tell everyone, if you would, about the storm that just took place in your beautiful state of Iowa.
The storm that Janet and I called Hurricane Fuckery that came through Iowa last month, or
exactly.
Last Monday, so a week ago today. Today's Monday. Today's Tuesday, so 8 days ago. So it all started kind of crazy because, I mean, anybody that's lived in the Midwest, you guys have lived here, you know what winter or summer storms are just bananas.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we on average every year in Iowa we've had 23 tornadoes already in the state this year. We on average get like 36 tornadoes. So like we're not new to this whole crazy weather stuff. It just, we're used to it because that's summer for Midwest.
Right. It's a Midwest thing. Yeah.
And so last Monday, we literally only had a 40 or 50% chance of rain. That was it. And when we have severe thunderstorms coming,
here means like no rain. Like it's not going to rain.
You might get a sprinkle. Like you could get a sprinkle, scattered showers, chance of rain. Like that's barely a blip on the radar for anybody that's ever lived in the Midwest. Like you just don't notice it.
Right.
So
it's nothing.
And usually, like, because I have it all set up on my phone, like most people do, like if there's severe weather coming, that you get notifications. Nothing. All of a sudden, I look outside and I'm like, what the fuck is going on out there? And the sky was the weirdest color of green. weirdest color of green that I've ever seen. And I've been through tornadoes. I've been through that whole gamut. I've been through all the hailstorms, all that stuff. But this was like middle of the day. It's around lunchtime. And it's dark outside, but not as dark as what it usually is.
So I just want to ask.
Yeah.
Was it like when you're really sick and you have green ass diarrhea?
Oh.
Is the sky that color?
Oh, man.
Janet, I didn't want to throw
Stop.
Up today.
Stop. It's important. I'm a wee tad on the feisty side today. I am in a shit mood, and I just discuss shit, so sorry about that. I'm just saying, like, what color green? Was it, like, a lime green,
or
was
it, like, a darker green? A sage green, if you will.
Oh, yeah. So,
put some,
interesting. Yeah.
And so, I mean, it went from being a perfectly beautiful blue skies, not a cloud in the sky, to all of a sudden the sky is like green. And I'm like, that's weird. What's going on? I'm like, because I was talking to one of my customers. I was at their house working and I'm like, is it supposed to rain today? And he's like, I don't think so. Like, I saw that we're supposed to get scattered showers. And I'm like, yeah, I thought so too. And it went from like blue skies, not a cloud in the sky. And all of a sudden the sky is green. And all of a sudden the wind starts. And all of a sudden the power goes out. And then all of a sudden it was like the skies just opened up. And I'm not even kidding. The rain didn't start falling vertically. It started falling horizontally.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Like it was.
And that's, those are the, like the scariest kind of storms. Because like all of us grew up in the Midwest. And it's not normal.
No.
To have rain that comes horizontally, you know, kind of like horizontal Harris. It's not normal to have horizontal Harris rain. Usually, you know, like even if it's really windy, it comes from like multiple directions, but it never comes sideways. That's when you know that you are totally fucked.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
And this was... And I just couldn't even describe like, it. The energy was so weird. It was, it's so strange. Like I was talking, my sister lives in Cedar Rapids and they got hit the hardest, but I was like this, the energy that came with this was just so off because never in my life have I all of a sudden seen blue skies like that. And for it so quickly to turn green and then the wind starts and then the rain. Like it was just the oddest way that it happened. It did not make any sense. And it was literally
exactly.
Like super intense, super fast out of nowhere. And it was just completely sideways. And it wasn't the sideways rain for like a minute or two. It lasted 30, 45 minutes.
Did you say, Sheila, did you say that you didn't get any kind of, like, even on the TV stations, usually you get, like, an emergency notice. You guys didn't get anything at all?
Nothing.
That is weird, because you
absolutely
always get, I mean, I've been through tornadoes, and that is really strange. Because, yeah, even if you sign up for the go ahead.
Yeah, and, like, yeah, you get notifications, but nonstop, especially if there's a tornado warning in your area or high winds,
right,
whatever. Like it's through locally that you'll get messaged, or you know they'll put an alert out through the weather app or through like I have the local KCCI, which is our local news station app.
Right.
Like you always get something that will give you an alert, and especially if it's a tornado warning or anything like that, then you always like your phone gets blowed up forever.
Did you guys notice of anything in the day or two before? Because you know we always hear about how they'll spray the skies or drop stuff in the skies or you know right. Was there anything like that you guys noticed or?
Chemtrails.
Chemtrails or anyone? No.
I didn't notice anything, but I mean, when you look back,
Sheila
at
works
like
a
that,
lot.
Like you, yeah, I do that. Like there was nothing significant that caught my eye. But it very, like, I mean, things could have, but I mean, like, it was crazy because, so the sky turns green, And all of a sudden I hear the tornado sirens going off and I'm like, what is going on right now? Cause the wind hadn't started yet. So the sky
like,
is green.
What
I'm
the
like,
fuck?
I'm like, what the fuck? And I was already at that point in time. I had no service on my phone at that point in time. And the wind hadn't started yet. So the skies are green and I'm hear the tornado sirens going off. And I'm like, what is even going on right now? Like, this is weird. And nothing's happening. Nothing's happening. And all of a sudden the wind came like, I mean, it was like I got hit by a brick wall because it came up so fast. And I was like, what the fuck was that? And then the people's house I was at, then their power goes out. And then a couple minutes later, the rain started. So it was the oddest sequence of events, completely out of.
So what was it? What was it like being in their house while this was going on? Was there anything weird like going on at their house as far as like, you know, was like the house creaking or, you know, anything weird like that going on while you were there?
It felt really eerie. Like, that's the best way I can describe it is eerie because you could hear everything around you because there's no power. So you could just hear the wind howling outside. And it was a howling like I've never heard before. I mean, it was just like, it was so strong. And I was just standing there looking out the window. And the whole time I was standing there looking out their bay window, I was like, I probably shouldn't be standing by the window, you fucking retard. This window right. could blow up in your face.
Like, Shayna has a shot, but ham on too.
Yeah.
Past your house.
Forgot my helmet.
Hey, my dude.
The bus drove by. Like, it's not coming back.
Yeah. Like, I'm the kid with their face plastered up against the window staring outside. Like, what's going on out there? And I'm like, I should not even be close to these windows right now because they can completely blow up in my face. That's literally.
Hey, what was it you said earlier? You said earlier you were licking windows.
Licking
I swear I gotta borrow that. That's the best, dude. That is the best.
Window lickers.
Totally
windows.
Licking windows all day.
Oh,
licking
man.
Windows.
I love
yeah.
that.
I know somebody else who licks windows all day. Do you guys know?
That could be a lot of people.
I think her name is Nancy. Nancy Pelosi. She licks windows all the time.
She's just looking for
She said she's next in line to be president of the United States.
President of Polydent.
Oh, she said Polydent, not president. Yes. I gotta get my vodka out here and mix it with my Polydent. Maybe that will make my dinner stick faster.
It looks like a little bit. So, yeah.
So tell me, Miss Sheila, so what exactly, why is it a big deal that number one, the fucking lamestream media is not even discussing this? No coverage, zero coverage. Usually when there's a storm, it's wall to wall and everyone fucking knows. But what is it about Iowa? What do they have in Iowa that could affect the rest of the United States?
Maybe the 114 millions of acres of crops that got destroyed. I don't know. Turns out we have a lot of corn here.
So
43%
exactly.
of it was destroyed.
So outside of corn, what else is Iowa known for?
Got soy.
What other kind of crops and stuff do they have?
Pork producer. We've got corn, soy, dairy, cows, pigs. I mean, ethanol.
Okay, so think about this in the big picture, people. Okay, the mainstream media is silent. They're not covering this. They haven't covered it. But they cover wall-to-wall possible hurricane, possible tropical storms, possible, oh my God, fires in California. But they haven't mentioned shit about this. Now, I want you people to think, okay, so you just had a whole entire state devastated with this storm, took out all the corn, so it's late in the season. Are they going to be able to recover any of that?
Uncle Donnie was actually here in the lovely state of Iowa this afternoon in Cedar Rapids, where they were hit the hardest, which was Linn County. 43% of those crops that were destroyed, from what the recon that they came back with so far at this point, was that none of that's going to be recoverable. Because the corn standing up in order for it to be harvested, and this corn was not, it's not standing, it's flat.
Right, because their machines will not pick it up if it is not standing. So what kind of stuff, and this is for both of you, what kind of stuff does corn do? Not just like corn for people to eat, but what else is corn in?
Fuel.
Mm-hmm. The ethanol.
Fuel, ethanol, yeah. So you'll see prices alcohol. Going up.
Right.
Alcohol.
Right. Alcohol. And so I just want to say, corn also feeds your cattle and your livestock.
Right.
Yep. Yeah.
The livestock feeds you.
Mm-hmm.
So if 43% of how many acreage was it that they think so far?
114.
Just a rough estimate.
114 million acres.
Oh my God.
Destroyed.
Ouch. So I want people to think about that. Okay. So people that don't live in Iowa, it's like no big deal. So hold on. I got a burp.
Ooh, that was,
that was
one.
Fantastic. Anyway.
That was good.
Sorry. I usually mute for that, but you know, whatever. Today is a new day and a new episode, and suck my testicles. Anyway, so you've got to stop and think. Even though you don't live in Iowa, okay, a lot of our listeners don't, and they're all around the world. What is this going to do to prices for food for everyone else that doesn't live in Iowa? What's going to happen?
Up and up.
Crickets?
Yep.
Wake up. Everyone wake up.
Big prices, man.
Just to put it in perspective for people, for the amount of damage that was done.
Right.
It was 332 cell phone towers were damaged. 500,000 people were without power.
That's a lot.
500,000 people were without power. Over 100,000, this is day 9 or 8, numbers, I'm not good with them. 100,000
right,
people
eight.
Are still without
numbers
power.
Numbers are a tricky little bit.
Yeah. 100,000 people are still without power. 595,000 households were without power, they said today. 595,000.
Oh.
Household.
Okay, so
without power.
Let me ask this question. All these people have no power. Do they have access to generators?
I couldn't find one. I found one generator in the state of Iowa when I was looking for my sister who lives in Cedar Rapids, and it was all the way over in the southwest corner. I'm sorry, northwest corner,
right,
over in
really,
Sioux City.
Really, really far away from you.
Yeah, opposite side of the state from where my sister is anyway. Yes.
Right.
Yeah, one. And the closest one I found to her that would have been in Illinois was 3 hours away.
Right.
So they just don't have power. They have nothing.
And so here's the thing. There's no mainstream media coverage. Okay. And you know, like the hurricanes and, you know, Houston and all that other stuff. When shit like that happens, people pull together and people send or drive supplies that are needed for the state to areas.
Yep.
I want people to think about this logically. Number one, this is an election year. Number two, they hate Trump. Number three, they want to do anything and everything they can do to crash the economy. Now, thinking logically, if other people around the United States knew about the devastation in Iowa and how they don't have any power. They can't make stuff because they have no electricity unless you have a grill, a wood-burning stove, whatnot. But food's only going to last so long in the freezer without power. And it's been over a week now.
People have been without food for...
If people knew... Yeah. Right. They can't get gas because the gas stations were destroyed or shut down. Mm-hmm. They have no power. You don't think if the people of the United States knew, if they actually fucking covered this story on the mainstream media, you don't think that people would bring supplies to your state?
I know they would.
Why are they not covering it?
We're Republican state.
I fucking would.
Republican governor, so... Of course, right. The mainstream media is not going to cover it because they think, well, that's Trump's puppet. Can you guys, for once, just not think about politics and think about the devastation
and suffering
that has come through my state?
Exactly.
Like, I literally was driving around in a small town called Madrid that's just north of here on Sunday. And I was driving around these gravel roads. And I caught myself and I was just sitting there staring at this was like the millionth acre of corn that I saw that was completely flattened. And I had tears rolling down my face. I was just like, I'm getting choked up right now talking about it because I've never seen such devastation in my state before. And it wasn't like a tornado went through or like you'll drive through the bad part and then it gets better. No, this was mile after mile after mile after mile after mile of just flattened corn. I mean, in like July and August are the best times in Iowa because like the corn is super high and it's just like everything is so vibrant and green in Iowa. Like, it's just beautiful. The rolling hills,
right?
All of it. And I'm driving around and I'm like, I'm seeing corn. I'm seeing tractors that are flipped on their sides, huge grain silos that were uprooted on their sides. Huge oak trees that are over 100 years old, picked up out of the ground.
Right, with the roots and all.
Yeah.
And people that have never experienced a storm like this, I just want to say, you know, I live in Tennessee now. We had one in Tennessee, like, before I moved down here, but they called it Hurricane Elvis. Okay, so we had one in Indiana, where I'm originally from, and they just called it straight line windstorm. Now, they coined a term in like 1888 that now all of a sudden, even though like multiple states have experienced this same kind of shit, They came up with a new name for it, and I've never heard it in all of my years on this planet, which have been a lot. Do you remember what that name is?
Burrito? I mean,
Planet
Rachel?
Janet.
Planet Janet. Okay, so they named it Derecho, which sounds like a burrito. I'm just saying, Matt, have you ever, because you and I are close to the same age. Okay. Have you ever heard that term ever?
What was it? Was it again?
Derecho.
It sounds like a stupid girl named Rachel.
It's retarded Rachel.
Rachel.
They're the worst.
Hey, you
they're totally the worst.
Hey, you know what?
I apologize to all the Rachels.
Yeah, no offense. Hey, you know one thing I wanted to say to Sheila? You know, with all this that's going on with your state, if it wasn't for Twitter, I heard zero coverage, like you were saying, about in the mainstream.
I know,
world.
Right?
I heard nothing about it except on Twitter. Zero. Nothing.
Nothing.
They're just talking about our fires out here.
I've been out to independent journalists. I've been fucking hitting the phone lines, sending messages to anybody who I could figure out ways to contact. I've been trying just because nobody will cover it. Like how my state is in fucking shambles. People have been without food and water and showers in Cedar Rapids for over a week and nobody is fucking talking about it. Like Janet said, Americans, when shit happens, we come together. And like the lady said today at the news conference with Uncle Donnie, she's like, you know what? As Iowans, we're Iowa strong. We pick each other up when we're down. We help each other out. It's not, do you need help? You just show up and you help and you help and you help. Right. But we're tired. It's been the 8 days.
How many Iowans actually have the resources to help out all of their neighbors? And here's the thing, okay? You got to stop and think. There's a fucking reason why the mainstream media is not covering this, because the destruction in this state is fucking unreal. Sheila has been posting all kinds of pictures and stuff. She sends me all kinds of stuff. She went on reconnaissance mission the other day to look at the devastation that was in the towns nearest to her. Now, I want you to stop and think, what is a super fucking easy way for these deep state schmucking fuckers to hurt Trump? A food shortage, right?
Of course.
It's all Trump's fault. Oh my God, we have the derecho come through and it's totally Trump's fault. Oh my God. Like, he totally destroyed all of the cops and the cows and the pigs and the whole state, and it's all his fault. Now, I want you to think about that. It's not a spin. This is not a spin. How many of you fucking know that this shit even happened? And how many of you can see past the nose on your face to know that, number one, there's going to be a massive food shortage, because this state is the number one pork producer. So grocery prices for everybody are going to fucking skyrocket. You're not going to have the alcohol production. You're not going to have the gas production. You're not going to have cattle to feed, because there is no goddamn corn. 43%
of the state's
economy just in the cornfields was destroyed alone. So I want you to think of this. Have you guys ever heard of harp?
I'm a musician, so yes, I have.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I don't mean that kind of harp, Matt. Okay, so HARP is a high-frequency active auroral research program. There's been a lot of controversy on this because a lot of people say, oh my God, it's totally not possible to, like, target weather. I just want to say,
turns out I lived
this was a joint, this was a joint military control and taxpayer funded, funding the pockets of the shit that's destroying you, $300 million project that was jointly done between the Navy, the Air Force, DARPA. Everybody knows about Facebook and DARPA that's ever listened to Bob and Sheila and I on the Horseshit and Fuckery podcasts. Or periscopes, excuse me. Okay, so DARPA is, for people that don't know, it's called the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency. Anyway, and also they partnered with the University of Alaska at Fairbanks. So the taxpayers paid in $300 million to fund this project, where they basically send EMF or EMR frequencies up into the ionosphere to try to study, the effects of radiation on particles. I'm not talking just about chemtrails. I'm talking about the fact that you're without the chemtrails and without the spraying from the government, the atmosphere normally holds metallic, highly excitable metals anyway. Some of them are combustible. These are normally occurring elements in our society. So there was a lot of, you know, back and forth on this, and it's not, that's not what it is. And they don't, they're not changing weather, et cetera, et cetera. Okay. Let me just say, the head of the Air Force back in the day admitted that yes, they can change weather patterns because it is a basically a weapon of war. It is a technology that they developed to develop weather outcomes that they want specific for a particular area to basically, you know, like help you win and in the battlefield. This is what it is. Anybody with a thinking brain, and there's all these, you know, other articles that are like, oh no, we can't do that. It's not possible. Like, we don't have that technology. They know that there's excitable metal elements in the atmosphere.
I love heavy metal.
I know. I love heavy metal too. Rock on.
Fucking love it, man.
So they're sending electromagnetic radiation frequencies or radio frequencies into the atmosphere to excite these known particles that are already in the atmosphere to change weather outcomes. Hence, people have heard me mention this before, I fucking hate Harvard. And one of Harvard's things is they want to figure out how to block out the sun.
Thanks, Bill Gates.
Now, how would you block out the sun if you didn't already have the goddamn technology?
Perhaps you could ask Mr. Burns from The Simpsons. Maybe he could help you out.
Oh, that's a very good idea. So, like, the taxpayers found out about it. They got pissed. They were like, we're not paying for this anymore. Blah, 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 blah. So then they're like trying to find private companies to privatize this whole, quote, technology. I just want to say the people that who created this winkety wink technology in the first place is called BAE Advanced Technologies. They are the largest defense contractor in the EU. Anybody that watched Millennial Millie's video before her arrest the other day, the defense contractors are highly questionable in the first place.
Yep.
But this one is extremely interesting if you research BAE Advanced Technologies on your own. The rabbit holes are endless because not only do they do airplanes, warships, maritime technology, etc., etc. They have their hands in literally everything. They're also highly involved in, and pay close attention to this, if you watched Millennial Millie's video, called, what was it?
Shadowgate.
They're highly involved in the United States and in, hold on. Oh, yes.
Wow.
Pardon me.
About
that hurt my heart.
I'm so sorry. I think that came from my toes, and that is my own way of intercepting the currents in the air. Anyway. They're highly involved in cyber and intel in the United States, including government security. Okay? What could possibly be wrong with a foreign company being involved in cyber and intelligence and our government security?
Election interference.
And I will tell you, two of their biggest investors in this company and their, quote, shareholders, and people who know me know that I mention this particular shit all of the time. You guys ever heard of Black Rock?
I have.
Yeah, girl.
Better watch
Black Rock. Black Rock is highly involved with Adam Schiff.
Better watch your mouth, man.
And also Franklin Templeton Investments, which is also another very shady, shady flipper. Anyway, they have a whole list of seven different Wink shareholders, which are companies. So you can research, look up for yourself. But I just want to say this lovely BAE has been investigated in the UK or in the EU by the Serious Fraud Office for political corruption and the sale of arms to Chile, the Czech Republic, Romania, Saudi Arabia, South Africa, Tanzania, and Qatar. Do either one of you know somebody that works in our government that's a congressperson that is an agent of Qatar?
I mean, I don't see what the problem is with this, Janet.
That would be. Yeah, I know, right? It's totally above board, like the whole thing, like not a problem.
Let me tell Sheila something. Sheila, yeah. I don't know if you know this. My sister converted to Islam 30 years ago and lives in Doha, Qatar.
Oh, really?
For a long time. Yeah, my sister's been over there a long time. She's mad. Big money. Big money over there.
So are you guys still in contact? Or have you guys grown apart since she moved there?
Well, since Trump got in, I actually deleted Facebook not too long ago. And she was on there. But I deleted Messenger. I deleted WhatsApp. I used to talk to her through WhatsApp. But we don't talk anymore because, to me, she's so – I don't care if she doesn't like him, but she's becoming so – anti-American like they are. And I'm like, then you know if you're going to be a traitor of the country, you better stay away from me, because I'm not going to allow that shit. I don't care if you're related to me, man. I'm sorry. We don't really talk, I gotta be honest. So yeah, it's kind of,
so do you feel like she's being radicalized in that sense?
Just going over there and believing it, not in the way of joining anything, but just the general consensus of how they think in that way. Yeah.
Right, you know, and that's a slippery slope for somebody to go down.
Yeah, I mean, she traded her. Well, she's got dual citizenship, but to me, she traded who she is for money. I'll just say it flat out, and that's the truth. She is. She's very wealthy, but I'm like, to me, you can't hang around with your friends that you grew up with that were all Christian, little cute, you know, blonde hair, blue eyed girls, because they're not going to. They're all Christians. They're all Catholic. You know, they're not going to believe what you say. So. You kind of isolated yourself in a way.
Right.
And I just want to say, I have a cousin that married somebody from Saudi. Right. He made her wear the hijab all the time, whatnot. They had kids. Yeah. Things did not work out between them. He actually kidnapped the children and took them to Saudi Arabia.
Oh, no.
And the laws here... you cannot get them back.
You can't do anything.
She fought. Yeah. She fought and fought and fought and spent. Oh my God!
That's pointless.
Untold amounts of money.
She'll never win. She'll never win ever.
She actually was able to get them back.
Wow!
Which is impressive, but it took her quite a while. But it was bitter and it was evil.
Oh, no, they can do whatever. And like her husband.
Yes.
Her husband, when my sister was pregnant, her husband punched her in the stomach when she was pregnant.
His
daughter that was born said, hit him in the face one time and said, I will never come here into this house because of how he treated my sister. And I'm like, it's like, you know, it depends on who you ask. You're going to have the people who just automatically bow down because that's all they know. I mean, if you grew up in that and that's all you knew, to a guy, hey, that's great because I can go out and have as many fucking women as I want. And do by law, you cannot do shit about it. Nothing.
Right. And I just want to add this. Being a nurse and having seen this firsthand, and I'm not bad-mouthing other cultures. What they do is their business. However, when you come into America and you come into my office for me to treat you, the genital mutilation that I have seen on females
it's awful.
Is beyond, anything you could ever fucking imagine. And the whole point of that is control.
Right.
Because if they mutilate a female's genitals, she has no sexual desire and no pleasure center. So she doesn't think about, you know, having an affair or whatnot. And he has complete and total control. And I want you to know this. They mutilate children as well.
Yes.
Just so you're aware, and then put it in the broader scope of things. You have people in the United States that are fighting for this to come to America under Sharia law, where the man can take a blowtorch to your genitals.
Oh my God.
Or scissors or a knife or whatever, and you can't do shit about it because Sharia law supersedes the Constitution. So I want you to think of this. Everybody out there who is, oh my God, we're pro Democratic Party and we're fighting for socialism and we're fighting for this, and we're all these states in the United States that have not outlawed or banned Sharia law. This is what they're going for.
Yep. So you're aware. Right now.
Oh, Minneapolis and New York. New York's had those cops there for a couple, like 6 months, a year now. They start in the bigger cities. Though they haven't done it out here yet, but they always start in the big cities, and then if it works, they push it out to the end of this country.
Right. So just saying. But back on this BAE thing.
I thought you were talking about Beyonce.
Yeah, no. I would never talk about her. Unless I was trying to wipe my shoe, but that's beside the point.
Sheila, let's be BAEs.
So think about them in the context of Andrew Cuomo with all the nursing home stuff where he did an investigation on himself and found himself innocent. BAE did the same thing. So this serious fraud department over there was like, sorry, we're not going to fall into the Andrew Cuomo trap. So they actually forced them to do a settlement. And here's the thing. They settled with the United States for $400 million.
Oh, God.
And $40 million to the UK. That was paid directly to the DOJ. Okay? They were found guilty of felon conspiracy because they conspired with a lot of members of Congress to sell these arms illegally to other people. And so anyway, even though they're also their bank records, they were paying off dictators from other countries, and they have a lot of like shitty, shady political crap going on. They're still on the clearance list for the United States of America to do business with, even though they were convicted of felony conspiracy and, you know, political influence and all these other things in these lawsuits. They're still okay to do business with the United States.
You know what, Janet? I was going to try to sell my arms, but then I couldn't get out the front door.
Hey, what do you call a guy with no arms and no legs who's lying on the floor?
Matt.
Matt. Hey, wait. What do you call a guy with no arms and no legs in the pool?
Matt in water?
I should know this one. Thanks.
You should know this. Super easy.
Bob.
Bob, yes. Choo, choo, choo.
Oh, God.
Okay, so last point on the whole BAE thing. They were also convicted of selling and collecting personal info on everybody on the Arms Trade Committee or Commission, which they were convicted of espionage. selling things to, what's the C word, people? What country?
China.
China. But they're still allowed to do business with the United States and the EU. So anyway, let's move on. Miss Sheila, tell us, darling, because I love you so much and you keep track of this crap. I've mentioned this on multiple podcasts so far. Tell me, darling, about the pedophile arrest.
So,
because the censors hate pedophiles so much that they ban everyone talking about them.
I know. And it's absolutely disgusting. And now they're using this reach around of, oh, it's the Q movement. Oh, my God. Blah. So now people are trying to use calling Q a conspiracy theory to negating the fact that child sex trafficking, because they're connecting the two, acting like it doesn't happen because it's a conspiracy theory. When turns out every 30 seconds, a child is sold for sex, for labor, or for organ harvesting. Every 30 seconds.
Right.
6 million children have been stolen.
Isn't that?
Sold. Organ harvesting. Like, think about this. China just got caught stealing their own people for organ harvesting within the last month.
Right. Isn't that fantastic?
It's a $35 billion industry. $35 billion industry. That's
right.
A lot.
And I think that's underestimated.
Yes.
I will tell you, we just had an issue because we live like out in the middle of nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
But the closest, quote, bigger town to us, there was a mother that was just charged and sentenced to 40 years because she was selling her fucking children into child sex trafficking. She knew. They got her on the email exchanges, text exchanges, whatnot, about setting up her children for sex, setting up her children for payment exchange to her. Now, here's the question. Number one, she's a motherfucking mom, and she's selling her own kids into this knowingly and willingly. She looks like what you would imagine she would look like, just so you know that, from her arrest photo.
A Democrat?
Yeah, a really... Wankety, sexy, cough, cough, attractive, not female. Anyway,
was she ever in the 4-H competitions for pigs?
She could have been entered into the cattle competition herself.
Well, there's
but
your popularity.
I'm just saying. So think about this though, because last time we talked about all the senators and, you know, Congress people and whatnot that were convicted. And some of them only serve a month for pedophilia, child pornography, trafficking, etc., etc., etc. This woman was sentenced to 40 fucking years.
Yep.
Now, I want to ask you something. Is it just because she's a woman that was sentenced? Because all these fucking men that were on this list, and there's 38 members of the government and the legislature. It was like a month in prison. Oh, a slap on the hand. Oh, we're just going to censure you in Congress, but you can still keep your job. Why is it that females get come at harder? Because the mom sold the kids, which is shit, and she should have never done that. But the men are generally the molesters.
Mm-hmm.
Why is there a different standard? Can anybody answer that?
I don't know.
The two-tier justice pokers, system.
That's for sure.
I mean, when you can pad the pockets
Wait,
of the judges and the prosecutors.
Yeah, it's I don't know. There's no logical answer.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah, there's no logical answer for why.
No.
Okay, so there's already there's already a law in the books for statutory rape. However, most people that are listening to us probably are not aware. But if you start looking up child trafficking statistics and whatnot, you will find that it was not illegal until 2000.
Wow.
Now, what in the serious motherfuck? There's already a law on the books for statutory rape, but there's not a law on the books against child trafficking or pedophilia until 2000? And this has literally gone on for centuries.
Yes, 100%.
What in the fuck?
The thing
that
a lot of
people... And then you got members of Congress that were convicted and they still have their jobs?
Yeah.
Honestly.
And the worst part about all this, so the confusion with a lot of people comes from the fact that they think that if a child is being sex trafficked, that they're being physically removed from their home. And that's not always the case. That's where a lot
that
of
that is not true.
Because a lot of people are like, yeah, but a lot of those kids get kidnapped and show back up. No. These are children who have people in their lives while they still live at home that are taking them, and people are paying this person to have sex with that child. They can still be living in their home. They can still be in a safe home environment, but they have that one predator that's in their life. It could be a coach. I mean, I can't tell you how many coaches I've seen get arrested over the last 6 months.
Right.
Music teachers that have gotten arrested for having child porn, creating child pornography.
Right.
Not being in possession of it, creating it. That was just within the last month.
Right.
They just found a 16-year-old girl who was being used in human trafficking that was locked in a fucking barn that was surrounded by barbed wire in Michigan.
Right.
They had 27 children that were had gone off the grid, and they couldn't find these 27 kids in this county in Michigan. So they were looking throughout the entire county, and they found this girl locked in a fucking barn with barbed wire in her and around the barn in the middle of Michigan.
And I cannot understand for the life of me why that does not affect everyone listening. I don't understand that. Like, I don't get why this is a political issue. I don't understand why it's a conspiracy theory, because it's not. This happens literally every day.
Every day.
And I'm going to share something with you guys. This is a very personal issue for me. Not going to go into huge detail, but I'm going to say it affects someone extremely close to me who it involves their father. And repeated sexual offenses, not just for the little girl, but also all of her friends that ever went to visit as well.
Aww.
And that is why I am a total and complete asshole on this subject. It is not a question of, you know, political party. It's a question of moral turpitude. And for me, it's personal. And so I don't know your children. However, your children matter to me. I saw this as a nurse. I saw this in my own personal life with people that I know and love dearly. And I'm telling you, I would fight for your kids to the death, just as I would fight for my own.
100%.
To want people to understand. That's why important. That's why it's important to me. It's not because, you know, the media is like making it a non-issue. Like, they make everything else a non-issue that's painful to them. and most likely because a lot of them are involved. Yeah. It's personal to me. And I'm not going to stop talking about it.
And that's the thing. So, I mean, like, it finally was brought to light into the public view with Epstein, right? I mean, finally, people could be stop saying that it's a conspiracy theory.
Right.
Well, here's the proof. We've got Weinstein. We've got Epstein. I mean, G-Max got arrested, which was, I feel like, a fluff piece. But anyway, Bill Clinton got called out. Guess who hasn't been questioned one single motherfucking time in the media? Barely fucking talked about Bill Clinton being called out.
Well, he won't be because they can't even question his wife, thanks to the fucking judges on the appeals court. Yeah. She's not even going to be questioned because the appeals court said no.
I listened to a, he's an adult now, but a boy, him give his interview of being raped repeatedly by Bill Clinton, among other people.
Right.
It was the most gut-wrenching thing I mean, this is years later, and he is still terrified that they're going to come back and get him and kill him. Still.
And I can totally understand where he's coming from. Absolutely. Because the media desensitizes it, desensitizes everyone. Oh, you should believe all women. You should believe all victims. Well, unless it's somebody that talks against somebody that we don't want them to talk against. And then, they're all crazy and we should come after them. You know, kind of like Hillary did with all of the rape victims from her husband.
Yeah.
And she fucking destroyed them. She destroyed an 11-year-old fucking girl.
Mm-hmm.
11 years old that she was the prosecutor on the case because, well, she must have done something to ask for it or deserve it. So their whole Me Too movement, they can shove straight up their motherfucking ass because you don't get to pick and choose in a movement who you support and who you don't. Either you're all in or you're all out. There is no fucking middle. There is no in between. Just saying.
100%.
Planet Jam and, for the win.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And it's disgusting.
And just
that
like all these men. And like the men that are falsely accused, like constantly, and like the made up crap, and you know, it really never happened. It was just because they're trying to get money or something.
Mm-hmm.
Nope. I'm going to hear the facts of the case, and I'm not just going to instantly jump to like say that this is okay or, you know, whatever and be pissed about something. Think about the whole, what Kamala Harris and her party tried to do to Brett Kavanaugh.
Oh my God.
Yeah, no shit.
You know what I'm saying?
Dude, that was bullshit. That was such bullshit. My God, dude, you see his wife's face on that?
Exactly.
Arr.
And you don't get a pass. And here's the thing. In daily life, we need plumbers, electricians, repairmen, auto mechanics.
Carpenters.
You know, carpenters.
Painters.
You know, painters, exactly. Nurses, doctors, blah, blah, blah. Have you ever in your life once fucking needed, number one, a politician, and number two, a celebrity from Hollywood? Have you ever?
Only Planet Janet.
Well, no. Planet Janet is her own celebrity. She does not need outside help.
I kneel trembling, damn it. Trembling!
Shh. Chain. Sorry. Just chain. Bear before me, Beatrice. No, I'm kidding.
Permission to speak.
I would never. Denied. Anyway. Just kidding. But I'm just saying, when do you need any of these holier than thou shit fucks telling you in your daily life, like how to live or how to fix something or how to be or how to what it. I have my own spiritual grounding. I have my own set of friends, my own set of facts, my own set of truth, and my own personal being, and I don't need you for shit. Because think about, like, number one, and this is a sore subject with me, all the censorship crap.
Mm-hmm.
How many of your fucking elected representatives that you sent to fucking Congress have ever once stood up and done a goddamn thing about all the censorship that's going on right now?
They collectively.
Zero. Yep.
A big fat fucking zero, because how many of them are filling their pockets from these same companies that they made? Oh my God, I'm totally gonna go after Google. I'm totally gonna go after Facebook, man. I'm totally gonna, like, rip Twitter a new one. Okay, what have you done? And how much money did you just collect from those same people? And how many people are you fucking over in the meantime because you can't get a spine?
Shameful.
Just saying, they could send me to Congress because, I ain't going to bow and I ain't going to suck your dick or lick your balls to get ahead in life. That ain't going to happen. So, you know, just saying.
It's really disgusting. And since we were talking about Kamala Harris, I mean, a lot of people don't realize the lovely state of California that they've been releasing people left and right out there, right? Like 10,000 people they've released already. Right. They're about to release 8,000 more. I'm sure, Matt, you're well aware of this.
Right.
However, these aren't nonviolent offenders that they're letting out. Just within the last 2 months, they've let out two pedophiles. One of them, listen to this. This guy's name is Kerry J. Smith. He's 59. He calls himself, Mr. Rape, Torture, Kill. And every six years, he's been in a mental institution for 20 years. Every 6 years, he comes up for a parole thing. And he tells them at the parole hearings that you can address me as Mr. RTK, Rape, Torture, Kill. He claims that he murdered three boys. He sexually abused 200 other ones. He fantasizes about raping and killing other little boys. They just let him out of prison last month. What the fuck are you doing?
Yeah, I saw it.
I just want to say kudos to the state of Alabama because they have brought back required chemical castration for motherfucking pedophiles.
They did.
Thank you to the state of Alabama because you are literally the only state in the United States that has any fucking balls. But guess what?
Ironically.
I was going to say, those pedophiles ain't going to be able to use their balls anytime soon. So, I don't know. I don't get it. All these crazy ass, and I'm sorry again. I'm not trying to pick on the Democrats. I know there are some people that are in the Democratic Party that just don't know, and they're probably good-hearted people, and I get that. I'm not picking on a particular group. I'm just saying, if you're supporting a party that is allowing normal, everyday, law-abiding citizens to be jailed for going to church or opening their business to feed their family, while at the same time are in support of letting out murderers, all kinds of different felons, pedophiles, rapists, etc., into your communities, you really need to rethink your party. I'm just saying.
Hey, did you guys hear the story? I swear I just read this, that I think Cuomo just wrote a book about how he handled the COVID crisis.
Oh, my God.
Did he put in there his nursing home bungle of a debacle?
Well, dude, if you wrote a book, that means this shit's over, right? And then when the fuck did you have time to write a book?
Amen.
On lockdown? Right?
Well,
I mean, when you have your whole fucking state shut down, I mean, de Blasio is running New York City. So far, I mean, he
Like California? 30
years, the 30 years of work that they did. Oh, way worse.
Yeah, it's gone.
I mean, New York City is going to take years to come back.
I have two friends that I used to work for, and they're both New York City Jewish guys, and I learned a lot about business from them. And one of them had, I told Janet this, he had one of his businesses for 40 years destroyed on Melrose Avenue when they were destroying Hollywood a few months ago. And I'm telling you, every New Yorker that this guy knows, they are livid. They are furious about it. So watch the elections this year in New York. It ain't going to be good.
Well, the Police Association of New York City just took Trump. They, for the first time ever, they all endorsed him. The party. Yeah,
right.
They endorsed him. So think about how big how many hundreds of thousands of votes are going to come just from that.
Police
union. Oh, 100%.
And their families and their friends of friends, because they're all going to vote That's together. I mean. It's going to be, a team. Like, dude, right there to me is enough. That's enough.
Because the theme is, and this is not Trump versus Biden.
Right.
This is literally your security and your safety versus complete and total chaos.
Anarchy. Yes. Absolutely.
Right.
So disgusting.
And so, that leads us into all these continued riots, looting, burning, destruction, defunding the police, et cetera, in all of these cities that are, goddamn, I'm going to say it again, Democratic run, because Republicans would not fucking allow this in a million fucking years in their cities.
I can't.
I'm just going to say, because Republicans are typically the gun owners.
Yeah. Value government, it's law. It's law by
laws,
God,
law and order,
God,
police,
God and country. Yeah.
Okay. So their new thing is these wonderful protesters are going into neighborhoods, demanding that white people give up their homes as a form of reparations because you don't deserve to live there if you're white. Now, I'm going to ask you, do you guys know if that sounds like maybe one of the tenets of communism? Where they take over private property.
Yeah, you don't own private property, and it's the distribution of that property.
Right. And so also along with the defund the police, so then you can replace them with an outside force. Now, what's that sound like?
Communism.
Communism. And who? The brown shirts in Germany, the Gestapo, the SS. It's the same goddamn thing. People wake up and read a motherfucking bunch of history, because this movement that you're supporting an actual communistic Nazi takeover of the United States of America. And if that happens, we're the last free country and free society to fall. Who the hell do you think, as social justice warriors, is going to take care of the other countries around the world? Just saying.
That's right. Good point. Good point.
So, sorry I'm super jabbery today.
It's ridiculous.
Go ahead, Sheila.
Mainstream media hasn't been talking about. So anybody who doesn't know who Tim Pool is, he's Timcast on Twitter. He's a very even keel when it comes to covering all news sources. He's objective with things, so he can stay pretty neutral for the most part. But Andy Ngo is another guy that's been reporting on this quite a bit. We're going on over 80 days of riots in Seattle and Portland. And they're calling them demonstrations. They're burning these fucking cities to the ground. They're using lasers that may have blinded a few officers. They used explosives the other night. They pulled a guy out of his fucking car and beat him like within an inch of his death and fucking robbed him.
Right.
And they're calling it a demonstration?
But that's okay.
What the fuck kind of demonstration or peaceful protest are you beating the fuck this out is, of people every single night?
According to the mainstream media narrative, these are peaceful protests. So stopping you in your car and dragging you out, whether you're male or female, and beating you within an inch of your life and causing permanent medical damage to you is a peaceful protest.
Uh-huh.
I'm just going to say, people, you better wake the fuck up and you better stand up and get a goddamn spine and take your country back. Because if you don't think for 2 seconds they're going to come to your door, you're sadly mistaken.
Oh,
it's
going
to come
not,
to your doorstep if you don't stand up.
100%. And it's not just happened in Seattle and Portland. In Louisville, the local BLM around there was going around to small businesses and giving them a list of demands that they needed to follow. And within that list, it told them who they could hire, who they could buy their products from for their restaurants mainly. It was small business restaurants, that type of stuff. Who they needed to donate to for charities. They wanted to see their financial statements.
Right.
And the list goes on and on and on and on. They had to put a BLM sign in their fucking window to show support. The one person who stood up to them was a gentleman who is a Cuban American immigrant. He came here when he was 18 on a fucking boat from Cuba. And the woman of the BLM in fucking Louisville, he's the only one that stood up to him. She said that it is because he was speaking from a place of privilege. What the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah. You're speaking from a place of privilege, escaping somewhere.
Escaping
but literally oppressed and controlled every single thing about your life. Now, I want people to understand communism is not a walk in the park. If you think for 2 seconds, number one, the job that you have, the house that you have, the money in your bank account, or anything else about your life
gone
is going to stay the same, you are sadly mistaken. And I don't care who you are. I don't care if you're elite or not. If you think they won't come for you and tell you what job you can work at and who you can contact and what social media you can use and what news sources allowed, you're sadly mistaken. People need to wake up because socialism is not a social media party like a lot of these things. People think, oh my God, socialism sounds so fun because we can socialize. Bitch, that's not what it is. Pick up a fucking history book and read.
Yeah, but they burned all those.
Well, they did because that's part of the tenets of communism as well.
I mean, they were burning the American flag in multiple cities at these fucking ridiculous. I mean, Chicago, downtown Chicago was so bad this past weekend. Anybody that's been downtown understands what a huge deal it is when they pull up all the drawbridges around downtown.
Yeah,
that's a big fucking deal. Yeah.
Right.
She was getting so bad there.
Right.
And then this broad, they fucking interviewed her because they had just looted the Gucci store. And she's like, oh, but they owe us that. That's reparations. Insurance company will pay them back for that. Those are our reparations. They owe us that.
That was
no,
their,
bitch,
that was their leader of the BLM.
Yeah. We don't owe you that. That's not
so
how
everybody. Everybody, even people that are alive today that never owned a slave in their entire life, you're required to pay everyone else who was never a slave reparations. Not going to happen. I'm sorry, but I'm just not. So anyway, we're going to have to close shit up today. I could literally talk for 12 hours because... I am in a mood. I am in a mood today. Yes, they fucked with the wrong person. You fuck with the bear, poke the bear, you're going to get the claw. I'm going to scratch your eyes out because it's not okay with me. And I'm going to fight you. So trust me on that one. So anyway, Miss Sheila, where can they find you at?
You can find me on the Twitter at SheilaRose_XIII. And I have a ton of pictures if everybody wants to see what's going on with the derecho. Go there and check it out. I have like the radar that happened where like the storms and everything, 140 mile an hour winds. Check it out. It's bananas. So y'all can see it there.
Mr. Matt, where can they find you at?
All I'll say is it's a secret and it's code name Duck Butter. I don't know. I'm just making shit up. Find me on the Twitter or find me on the shitter. One of the two.
I love you so much. That's why we were late today, because I totally had to drop a giant bunch of pickles in the bottom of our toilet before we started. There was an explosion of my own at the house.
I'm gonna say if you're shitting green pickles, it sounds like.
It was not a pickle. It was not green. No, it wasn't.
I was going to say, it sounds like you've been hanging out there with Sheila if your stuff's turning green.
I know, right? The sky is green. My poop is green. Everything is green. I love you. It's like lettuce.
It's raining pickles.
So anyway, we love you so much, and I'm so sorry that everybody else has to completely rearrange their life because people hate me, and they want to target me and destroy my life, and I don't really care. One of these days, I will tell you my life story, and you'll be like, what the fuck? Like, I never knew. So anyway, you're all going to have to probably download Podbean, like, subscribe and comment on that, because we lost over 7,800 downloads, all the analytics and everything else. Follow me at Deplorable Janet on Twitter, on Parler, and also on Podbean. You can find me at Deplorable Janet. There will be links to my episodes on my page. So anyway, boost those likes back up, because bitches, I am not going to stop. So for me, for Sheila, and for Matt, I love y'all so much. And we will see you next week for episode 9. Peace out.
Later.
Bye.